Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Monday, brand new week. Just a week ago, we were talking about the amazing expertise of the U.S. military in allowing a drone strike to kill a really bad guy, Qasem Soleimani. And it got me to thinking that maybe the nature of war is going to be changing, maybe right in front of our eyes, that the art of winning a war will be dealt with by computers and not necessarily by boots on the ground. That got me to think, maybe we need to explore how this is all going to work. That's when I came across the book, The Case for Killer Robots, Why America's Military Needs to Continue Development of Lethal AI, Artificial Intelligence. The author of that fine publication is Dr. Robert Marks, the director of the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Discovery Institute and a distinguished professor at Electrical and Computer Engineering at Baylor University. Dr. Robert Marks joining us. Dr. Marks, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling you from beautiful downtown Waco, Texas.
Beautiful part of the country. Beautiful part of the country.
Well, yeah, this is where Fixer Upper, this is the place that Fixer Upper made famous, the HGTV series.
Oh, yeah.
We're really happy about that because now people think of Waco and they think of those Fixer Upper guys instead of the Branch Davidians. So
wow.
It took us a long while to live that down, but now we have a better identity.
Dr. Marks, let me ask you, the first thing I thought about was, operating by drone means that no American lives were at risk. No American lives were, no American blood was shed. And that it is a more antiseptic way of conducting war. Drones, do you consider them AI or is it something different?
It depends on your dictionary, actually. I think if you go to the media, I think that the media defines artificial intelligence as anything the computers do that you can sit back and go, gee whiz. And so I guess that would include drones. The common denominator of all of that, though, is the use of computers. And so, yeah, the use of computers in doing incredible things can probably be considered AI. Now, there will be people that have pushback on that that don't agree with me, especially people from academia. They have their own little fiefdoms, and they try to narrowly define things as machine intelligence or artificial intelligence or computational intelligence or such. But I think in the general sense of the word, we can refer to as AI as anything remarkable that a computer can do.
Again, Dr. Robert Marks joining us from Baylor University. How would you define killer robots? I mean, what is their capability, and how close are we to fully developing this technology?
Well, here's the thing, Kevin. We've had killer robots around for a long time. A killer robot is any weapon typically people put in autonomous. In other words, they're robots that work on their own, and this would include like missiles and underwater vehicles, autonomous underwater vehicles and such. And there's a lot of worry, and there's actually a lot of pushback in the U.S. to stop the development of these sort of technologies, even though they've been around for a long time, for decades, as a matter of fact. Human Rights Watch, for example, has a campaign to stop killer robots. And the UN is against killer robots. They want to pass some sort of international law. But one of the terrible things about artificial intelligence weapons is that they're so cheap to build. You can buy yourself a drone and outfit it with a camera and a GPS device and actually fly around and do damage. There was, I think, 2014, a Connecticut teenager actually came up with this idea and actually flew a drone in the woods that was armed with a gun, and he shot it remotely. So it's, it's something which we have to pay attention to.
Is there a country or countries that is spearheading this research on killer robots?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, China has committed $30 billion to development of artificial intelligence, and we know that a lot of that is going to go into the military. They have also set as a goal to be the leader in the world in artificial intelligence. Now, part of this is military, part of it is industrial and economic, but the military part is what should actually concern us. The Soviet Union has committed $500 million. They're not as rich as China, apparently. And Putin has actually come out and said that he who controls AI tomorrow will control the world. In the context of his statement, it wasn't certain whether he was referring to economics, military, or both. I actually suspect he was appealing to both. And the United States is kind of behind in the development of artificial intelligence. We have some really, interesting things going on, but a Democratic candidate, Andrew Yang, because I quote him doesn't mean I back him, by the way, he did make the statement that the U.S. is losing the AI arms race. And he is right. Artificial intelligence smoke is out of the technical bottle, and we have to address it. We can't ignore it.
Again, Dr. Robert Marks joining us. The case for killer robots, why America's military needs to continue development of lethal AI. And I want to ask you, what is the case for killer robots, for lethal AI? What is the case for it?
Well, first of all, we use the word killer robots because we didn't want to pussyfoot around. We wanted to actually use the terminology that those in opposition to killer robots are using. And so as I've defined, it's anything that is in a weapon that is able to kill you that uses computers. And we know that we have a lot of good things happening with AI. We have Alexa, Uber, Lyft, and Google, and all these other things. But AI is going to come, and to remain competitive, the U.S. military needs to respond and adapt to new warfare technology. You mentioned in your introduction that you thought that warfare would be now dominated by computers. Yes, and that's true historically also. Anytime there's been a new technology, that new technology has dominated warfare. We saw it in World War I with airplanes. Airplanes were changed technology because no longer could you deploy troops behind enemy lines and hide what they were doing because the airplane could see them. We saw it in World War II, where drastically the atomic bomb changed everything, changed the way that people fought and probably ended land wars between superpowers, at least from then until now, hopefully in the future, because of mutually assured destruction. Yeah, so technology always changes the way that war is fought. And one has to stay up on the cutting edge of technology and its application in warfare in order to maintain military superiority.
I want to ask you, and again, Dr. Robert Marks joining us from Baylor University, talking about AI killer robots. Is there a law enforcement application available to us now?
Well, I do know that for drones, that they do have programmed anti-fly zones if you purchase them commercially. In other words, they will not let you go within the vicinity of an airport. They will not let you go in the vicinity of the White House, for example. But that is software. That's something that can be hacked and overcome. There's this idea of passing international law, but Does anybody think that Iran is going to have the capability or going to have the, what's the word I want? Do you think that they're going to follow international law for the banning of killer AI robots if they could use it to their advantage to hurt or perform terrorist actions against the United States? I think not. We always see this. We see international law and people just kind of ignore it. There's always going to be evil. There's always going to be Kim at North Korea that develops atomic bombs. There's always going to be people like Assad in Syria that uses killer gas. All of these are banned by international treaties. But man has fallen, and there's always going to be these outlier evil people that don't care about treaties, that don't care about international law.
But, you know, as somebody that has law enforcement in their family, I always, when I get a late night phone call, I always think it's going to be something really bad. A member of law enforcement being shot, being killed. Where if you could go to the most dangerous places in America and put killer robots in there instead of cops on the beat, is there an application for that?
Oh, yes, I think absolutely true. Now, most people think of killer robots, they think of something that kind of looks humanoid, for example. I had one of my son's friends that was on the ground in Afghanistan, and he was a door picker. His name was Billy. And he used to go into villages, and they would go house to house, and they needed a door picker, somebody to kick in the door and look inside for insurgents. And one time the door kicked open, an explosive, I guess it was an IED, exploded. It kind of took off part of his body, made him deaf in one ear. And you think of operations like that. Could we use actual humanoid sort of robotics or other sort of robotics to do that? Absolutely. And I think it would be the same thing for checking the bombs. We already see this, right, in the movies, where we have AI going up and doing these sorts of things. So, yes, I think there's lots of application of law enforcement and currently in the military.
I want you to look in your crystal ball, Dr. Marks. 5 years down the road, how will wars be fought? And will killer robots be a part of that? Will other lethal AI be a part of that war making?
Yeah, well, yes. First of all, again, lethal AI has been here for a long time. Israel in 2004, I think it was, developed the Harpy, which is a missile that they launched that kind of loiters around up in the sky above a kill zone. And you remember World War II movies, they used to have tracer bullets. And that was really cool because that let the shooter know where the bullets were going. But it also let the target know where the shooter was at. And something similar happens with radar. And that's what the Harpy does. It loiters up there until it's illuminated by radar. As soon as it's illuminated by radar, it can tell where the radar came from. If that radar is in the so-called kill zone, it can autonomously follow that radar to its source and totally take out the radar installation. So this is something which has been with us for a long time. It does have the capability of operating autonomously. As far as looking in the future, you never know. You never know what technology is going to be developed. I would say that currently the thing that gives me the most chills is so-called swarms. Swarm technology has been used since back in Alexander the Great. They used to have this phalanx. And they would be set upon by Sith warriors that were mounted, that would come in like a swarm and take them out and then go away. There's a whole military history written in this. But one of the things about swarms is their robustness. A swarm would be like an anthill. If you go over and you kick over an anthill, which is a swarm of insects, and you stomp on them half the day, you can still go back in a week and they're still there. Imagine then a swarm of drones coming in, all with a mission in mind, and those drones can actually be taken out. You can actually take out half of them, but half of them will still be left and still be able to complete the mission. There are ways, I've heard, for example, of something as simple as chicken wire, for example, if the drones aren't firing something. We're talking about little, maybe not drones, but little quadcopters, which are kind of helicopters that might be armed. Keeping those out, you can actually do that as simply as chicken wire. But I was wondering just yesterday, does the U.S. have any way of protecting the president from a swarm attack? they do with drones and things of that sort. But I looked all over the web and I saw no way that the president would be protected from an attack, a well-coordinated attack from drones. And I don't know how to do it. And so this is something that we need to investigate. That's one of the things the military do. They look at the developments of their adversaries and they develop countermeasures in order to protect from that. And we do have Russia, we have China, we have Iran that are all developing these weapons, and we have to be aware of them if we're going to maintain our dominance militarily in the world.
Dr. Marks, where can folks find your book? It is an amazing book, The Case for Killer Robots, Why America's Military Needs to Continue Development of Lethal AI. Where can folks find the book?
Well, you can actually get a free e-copy, and we're giving it away free because, as you mentioned, I'm the director of the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence. We're trying to give visibility to that. So our website is mindmatters.ai. I've heard politicians say you have to repeat a website twice or three times in order to get it into people's memories. So mindmatters.ai.
Repeat it once.
mindmatters.ai. And there they will ask you for an email address. And they'll send you a link where you can download the free copy. That, if you want to go to a more conventional route, Amazon.com. I think the Kindle book is actually being given away for free, and we will soon have an Audible version of it also.
Hey, Dr. Marks, thanks so much for taking time out of your Monday. I really appreciate it, and I know hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again soon.
I look forward to it, Kevin. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dr. Robert Marks, the director of the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Baylor University. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about my MyPillow and MyPillow Premium Pillows and all of the great deals you can find by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener specials. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA, MyPillow Premium Pillows, washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA and get the best sleep of your life. Mike Lindell guarantees it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time.
Once so good to have you with us. It is Live and Local Now for a Monday. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. Just $199 for a single, $399 per month for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone. LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/Kevin Wall. When we come back, we will check the Sunday chat shows. They were talking impeachment. They were talking about the killing of Qasem Soleimani. We'll get to all of it coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news. As just yesterday, U.S. Democratic Senator and White House hopeful Cory Booker was campaigning hard in Iowa.
That's the urgency I feel in this moment, is to make sure we have a nominee that can reach out to all of our party, those disaffected, those who are moderate Republicans, anybody that understands that this is not about left or right, it's about right or wrong.
But this morning, Booker has announced he is dropping out of the Democratic presidential campaign. Booker had pitched a campaign theme of hope and optimism. In a statement to supporters, he says he still believes in that message, and he accuses President Trump of promoting hate and division. NBC News is reporting President Trump authorized the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani 7 months ago. Soleimani ended up being killed in a drone strike in Iraq on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Could 2019 be a preview of the season ahead for Chastain? I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team. Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey there, it's Hall of Fame driver Rusty Wallace for Blue Emu. After spending nearly a quarter of a century in a race car, I know what it means to be banged up and bruised up.
As Wallace spins, Wallace...
That's why I reach for Blue Emu products to support my muscles and joints. Blue Emu is known for quality and innovation. And Blue Emu is one of the few muscle and joint brands that is 100% owned, distributed, and manufactured in the USA. For Hall of Fame relief, reach for Blue Emu. Works fast and you won't stink.
Ross Chastain is set to run for the NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship this year with Colleague Racing. Chastain drove for the team last year in select races and hopes the chemistry he built with the team carries over to this season.
We ran five-ish races, six, something like that. We won Daytona in July, and we started the year at Daytona in February, and we ended at Texas in the fall with a second-place finish. We're only getting better. I already know what the cars feel like. That's a big plus.
And it was announced late last week that Chastain will run the Daytona 500 for Chip Ganassi Racing next month, a race he finished 10th in a year ago for Premium Motorsports. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
On across the state of Nevada, the clown show continues. By the way, the clown show tomorrow night will be at Drake University, Des Moines, Iowa, and it should be fascinating. There is one less candidate to report on today. That is Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey. I know. A lot of you are really disappointed that he's getting out. Here was his announcement earlier today that he is getting out of the presidential wannabe race.
Today, I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began. It is my faith in us. Faith in us together as a nation, that we share common pain and common problems that can only be solved with a common purpose and a sense of common cause. So now I recommit myself to the work. I can't wait to get back on the campaign trail and campaign as hard as I can for whoever is the eventual nominee and for candidates up and down the ballot. But for now, I want to say thank you. Campaigning over this last year has been one of the most meaningful experiences of my life. Meeting you, meeting people across this country who believe, who know that we may have challenges right now in our nation, but together we will rise.
There you have it. That is, that's Cory Booker dropping out of the race. They always do it with really cool music. You ever notice that? They always do it with very, very cool music. Now, just so you know, these Democrat presidential wannabes are all over the place. And if you do live here in Nevada, if you're listening in Nevada right now, you know that a couple of the candidates, not Cory Booker, but Tom Steyer and Mike, don't call him Michael, Bloomberg, are spending boku dollars right here in the state of Nevada. Ah! And the question is, what kind of bang are they getting for the buck? For instance, Mike Bloomberg claims he is ready to spend more than $1 billion in an effort to oust President Trump.
Over the weekend,
he had a big event featuring TV star Judge Judy. This was in Texas on Saturday. And according to the New York Post, only 45 people showed up. Isn't that amazing? That is nothing short of amazing. 45 people in Texas showed up. By the way, the campaign, they responded that they said they had another event that had 130 people attended the restaurant gathering. More than 700 attended a Bloomberg event throughout the day. So it wasn't just 45 at one event. They attracted up to 700 for the entire day. But that's still. What is, just out of curiosity, what does President Trump get for his rallies? He gets 8, 9, 10,000 for rallies. Yeah. It's incredible to me. Anyway, but at a Bloomberg rally in Texas on Saturday with Judge Judy, just 45 people showed up. Unbelievable. It's true, though. It's true. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay, let's go to the audio sound bites. Let's go to cut one. This was Mark Esper. He is what we call the SecDef, better known as the Secretary of Defense. He was on with Jake Tapper on State of the Union yesterday and defended intelligence that prompted the killing of Qasem Soleimani. Listen to this from Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense.
There was evidence that part of the attack would be against the United States Embassy.
In Baghdad. But what about the four embassies?
I'm not going to discuss intelligence. What the president said was he believed it probably could have been. He didn't cite intelligence.
He said it was his belief, but I mean, I guess the important matter here is, look, no one is disputing that Soleimani posed an existential threat to innocent people. But the president came out and said that he believed there was a threat to four embassies. Were those four embassies alerted that there was a threat to them?
All the embassies were alerted. That's why I deployed additional troops to the region. And let me say this much, Jake. I'm glad we're having this discussion today because I'd rather be here discussing this topic with you than going up to Dover Air Force Base and standing there while flag-draped coffins come home. And I have to explain to husbands and wives, sons and daughters, why their service member died when I had information that could have prevented that from happening.
But I guess the point is, what information?
Information that he was orchestrating an attack.
But you're orchestrating something, but you don't know what it was.
Orchestrating attack, likely which would include an attack on the United States Embassy.
In Baghdad.
It was going to occur.
But did the Baghdad Embassy know that there was a threat to them?
Absolutely, because of course they were already under siege by Soleimani.
But a new threat, I mean, a different threat.
The embassy was constantly watching the attacks, the threat streams coming at them, our commanders on the ground. I deployed hundreds of additional soldiers. We had Apache helicopters in the air to deter the attacks and prepare to defend. We had armed drones in the air to do that. Our goal is to protect the American people.
Sure, but many members of Congress from both parties have said that none of the briefings mentioned threats to four U.S. embassies. Why is President Trump telling this to Fox News, but the administration is not briefing Congress on this threat of four embassies, unless there was actually no specific intelligence that there was a threat to four embassies?
The president never said there was specific intelligence to four different embassies.
He said he believed it.
And I believed it, too.
Four embassies? What, you believe that?
I believe there were threats to multiple embassies. That's why we reinforced embassies with additional troops.
Well, here's the thing. Here's why it matters, because it might sound to some people that we're just talking, like, obviously Soleimani was a bad guy and he killed innocent people. We know that. But the question about whether or not the intelligence is what the president is saying is not a new debate. Remove this president from the discussion. You've been around as of high. Take a look at what Congressman Justin Amash, former Republican, now independent from Michigan, tweeted on Friday. Quote, when President Trump lies or embellishes on a topic this sensitive and administration officials then parrot his claims to avoid drawing his ire, the situation becomes extremely dangerous for our troops and the American people. Is President Trump embellishing?
I don't believe so. Look, the bottom line is we had exquisite intelligence that can only be shared with the Gang of Eight. So I understand the frustration of many members of Congress, but was shared with that Gang of Eight. I spoke to one of the briefers. One of the briefers told me was that most, nearly all the members of that Gang of Eight believed that the intelligence was persuasive as well and that it should not be shared with a broader membership because of the concerns that it could be released, reveal our sources and methods. At the end of the day,
President Trump said it on TV on Friday.
Soleimani was planning an attack, a broader attack against multiple sites to include embassy and at least the United States Embassy in Baghdad, and that it was going to result in open hostilities. Taking him off the battlefield, a legitimate military target, was the right thing to do.
Well, first of all, what you're saying is not the same thing that President Trump said. President Trump said he believed there were four U.S. embassies targeted. You're talking about something else, that one embassy and maybe a broader threat to others. Second of all, you're saying that you couldn't tell something to Congress that President Trump was willing to say to Fox News, and that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
We briefed Congress, the Gang of Eight, who are the legitimate representatives of the broader Congress in affairs like this when you have exquisite intelligence. They were briefed. I'm not going to go into details of what they were briefed, partly because I wasn't there.
There you have it. That's Mark Esper, the Secretary of Defense. Now, immediately after his Sunday show appearance, Adam Schiff took issue with Mark Esper. And this was with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation yesterday. Mark Esper, according to Adam Schiff, was simply wrong on the intelligence.
You are part of the Gang of Eight, so you're part of that group that received the very classified briefing that the defense secretary was referring to. He said the intelligence was exquisite and it was incredibly detailed. Do you quibble with his characterization of what you were told?
I don't quibble with it. I think it's just plain wrong. There was no discussion in the Gang of Eight briefings that these are the four embassies that are being targeted and we have exquisite intelligence that shows these are the specific targets.
What about U.S. Embassy Baghdad? He said that was specifically
referenced. Well, I don't recall, frankly, in that briefing there being a specific discussion about bombing the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The briefing was much more along the lines, frankly, of something that Secretary Pompeo admitted the other day when he said that we don't know precisely where and we don't know precisely when. That was much more the nature of the briefing that we got. In the view of the briefers, there was plotting, there was an effort to escalate being planned, but they didn't have specificity. And so when you hear the president out there on Fox, he is fudging the intelligence. And when you hear the secretary say, well, that wasn't what the intelligence said, but that's my personal belief, he is fudging. When Secretary Pompeo was on your show last week and made the claim that the intelligence analysis was that taking Soleimani out would improve our security and leaving him in would make us less safe, that is also fudging. That's not an intelligence conclusion. That is Pompeo's personal opinion.
Is that a polite way of saying they're lying?
Well, you could certainly put it that way. But I think what they are doing is they are overstating and exaggerating what the intelligence shows. And when you're talking about justifying acts that might bring us into warfare with Iran, that's a dangerous thing to do.
Another sleazy politician.
Now let's talk about the royals, shall we? Queen Elizabeth quoted today as saying she is, quote, entirely supportive, unquote, of Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan's decision to step away from senior royal duties. The Queen said that her grandson and his wife have her backing, quote, although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family, we respect and understand their wish to live a more independent life as a family while remaining a valued part of my family. So she's saying, yeah, it's okay. It's all right. Anyway, stick around. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A brief musical interlude. Stick around. More to do as we continue. More from the Sunday shows. Rudy Giuliani is looking ahead to this week. He's part of the president's legal team. And yeah. And so he's speaking out for the president as we get set for Nancy Pelosi to hand over the articles of impeachment to Mitch McConnell and the United States Senate. That's going to come this week, maybe in a matter of days, maybe in a matter of hours. That's all coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel
so
stupid.
Good to have you with us.
A contagious.
It is live and local now. I promise you, I'd let you hear Rudy Giuliani. He makes a great case. He was on, what was it, Saturday night with Judge Jeanine on Fox News Channel. And he discussed the option, which I think may be the ultimate outcome of this, that we may not get too far into this impeachment trial. They call it a trial, although it really isn't. Well, it's a trial when they want it to be a trial. But it's not a trial when they don't want it to be a trial. For instance, in a trial, you can ask for summary judgment. You know, criminal trial, civil trial. The preponderance of the evidence says that nothing happened here, so we're going to send everybody home. And that's the deal. But Rudy Giuliani, Saturday night on Judge Jeanine's show on Fox News Channel, discussed that option of moving the Senate trial for dismissal, which would shut everything down. Here it is.
How do you do it? And how do you say that maybe obstruction isn't a misdemeanor or a
there are also no rules for a trial in the Supreme Court. All it says is in the Senate, it says there shall be a trial in the United States Senate. Chief Justice presides. What happens at the beginning of the trial very often? The defense lawyer stands up and says, Your Honor, I move for the dismissal of the indictment because it fails to state a crime. Suppose somebody charged me with not looking nice tonight and brought me on trial before the New York Supreme Court. Well, I don't look nice tonight, but I'd move to have the case dismissed.
Well, can they
be dismissed?
Can they do that with Mitch McConnell? You know, can the president's
Mitch
lawyer
sets the rules? The rules should say that this will be governed as if it were a trial in the United States District Court under the rules of the United States
and
District
the Supreme Court is
including
not
the evidentiary. The rules are set by the Senate.
Right.
Then the Chief Justice interprets the rules.
Okay.
The Chief Justice will be given the power to dismiss. The Chief Justice, it will be dealt like a trial.
At what point does the Chief Justice come in and respond to a motion to dismiss?
At the very beginning of the trial, you would stand. If you had a case with a null indictment,
right.
An indictment for a non-crime, an indictment for eating ice cream,
right.
You would say, Your Honor, this is an indictment by a grand jury. It purports to be voted by the grand jury and signed by a judge.
Right.
They must have been insane when they did it because it's not a crime. I move to dismiss the indictment.
Right.
The judge looks at it and says, counselor, you're correct. Case dismissed.
Yeah, I used to do that. Now,
why is that important? That's important because it'll never happen again.
Exactly.
The problem here is if we do go to trial, and he'll get acquitted, and they'll make fools out of themselves. I could even argue that politically it would be better to go to trial. They'll find out about Biden. They'll find out what a big crook Biden is. They'll find out that Biden just didn't make money in Iran, but he made money in China, and he made money in Iraq. Everywhere. Point man Biden?
Right.
Money Biden?
Right. And then the whistleblower.
I have
and
a
his
chart.
Connections.
Point, make him point man, millions of dollars for the Biden crime family. Point man, Biden crime family, cash.
I got to move on, but let me ask you this. Let's assume that your your request is granted and it is dismissed.
It's very
bold. What is the effect? It makes sense. What is the effect of the impeachment in the House? Can that ever be erased, or is that always there?
Well, then it becomes the only impeachment that's ever been dismissed for being non-constitutional. And I would say if it's non-constitutional, it's null and void.
Well, we are going to be finding out in the next week, maybe this week. They're talking about opening the articles of impeachment, delivering them by midweek, and the possibility of a trial beginning Wednesday, Thursday. There's not going to be a lot of prep time for this thing. They really won't. By the way, tomorrow night, and we'll have highlights for you on Wednesday, from both the president's appearance at Wisconsin Parkside University and the Democrat presidential wannabe debates, which will be coming up on Tuesday night as well. They're going to be at Drake University. But I find it interesting, there was a great article in the Washington Examiner, and they quoted people from around the country as not being real crazy about Tom Steyer and Mike, don't call me Michael, Bloomberg. By the way, Bloomberg is a 77-year-old white guy. Tom Steyer is a 62-year-old white guy. And construction worker Eric Soderman complained about the pair's influence to the Washington Examiner. Quote, this is what Eric Soderman said. Billionaires buying stuff. It's hard to find a candidate these days that actually doesn't have this nasty history behind him of just bad decisions. And Bloomberg is one of those guys. Despite Steyer partly funding efforts by her Democrat Party chapter in Santa Monica, California, to pass a housing bill, Patricia Hoffman was uncomfortable with, quote, billionaires buying their way into the presidential race. We would really like to see democracy belonging to the people, not to the dollars. Here's the best line. Tomorrow night, Drake University, there will be more billionaires than black people on the debate stage. Ooh, that's it. Yeah, stick around. More to do. In fact, I'll ask Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'll ask him what he thinks about the lack of diversity and how Democrats are going to try and defend it. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.